This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yada, yada, yada. Here we are to yak about the world. It's 7 after the hour. It's September 5th, Labor Day. This is the only live syndicated program on probably in the world. Right, Jennifer? Jennifer has always
probably.
Had this. Yeah. This is the honor of being connected to me. James Collins was happy to learn upon his new experience at our new originating network, the USA Radio Network down in Dallas, that he would be on duty, on call for most every holiday. I used to be on Christmas and New Year's, but Jennifer and Victoria put an end to that, although Victoria...
We went on strike. Jennifer.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, that could be it's part of Labor Day, in essence. Today, Labor Day for most Americans, Labor Day, the weekend, symbolizes the end of summertime. The actual celebration, if that's what you want to call it, is that the right word for it, a celebration?
Yeah, I think you're celebrating Labor Day.
The American
Most people
worker.
Have the day off. The American
yeah.
worker.
Right.
I don't even know if people really understand why we take Labor Day off, but, you know.
I'm not sure I do anymore. The American workforce is so fractured, fragmented, if you will. But originally it was created to commemorate the contributions of the working class. Federal holiday back in 1894. There were strikes protesting the unfair and unsafe working conditions. The Industrial Revolution started in the early 1880s, as you may remember. I was reaching for the... I should have remembered this from my days understanding and creating American... Not creating American history, but creating memories in my mind. The name I couldn't grasp was Samuel Gompers. I kept looking around for that. Gompers was the...
How could you forget Samuel Gompers?
I know. That was the thing. I'm coming up with Samuel in my mind, and I didn't say it earlier in the earlier hour we were talking about this. Gompers was the president of the American Federation of Labor, the AFL.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Congress on Industrial, whatever, the CIO, or Congress of Industrial Organizations, I think that's when they got together, was after World War II. So they have one big, great big union group, if you will. I'm looking back to something that I saw in print from 1910. Of all the holidays, there is not one which stands so conspicuously for social advancement of the common man as the first Monday in September. Well, that reads like a good socialist manifesto, and I guess in a manner of speaking, it is. The people who are running big businesses were responsible for their own fate because they were greedy, and I know that sometimes when I use that term, it takes people back. I'm a capitalist. Jennifer is through and through and through and through.
Yeah.
And without me, without her, without the people that run businesses, there are no workers. So let's kind of put them all together, excuse me, on Labor Day. And acknowledge both. But then there were those, once these people, the railroads were really the first ones that were so abusive. The old coolies, remember those stories? I don't even think it's politically correct to call them coolies anymore, even that's what they were called. The Chinese laborers that were responsible in the main for building the railroad, especially west of Mississippi. It was all coolie labor. They had, after slavery was supposedly outlawed at the end of the Civil War, then instead of blacks being used as slaves, they brought the Chinese in and basically paid them a dollar a day or some ridiculous amount of money for doing all the work. How come that, that brings me around to thinking about where we are today. A lot of people think we are in the midst of a civil war.
I hate that people keep saying that.
Yeah, right.
It's just so stupid, and politicians are now picking up on it, and it's
we have the worst crop of politicians ever in the history of the country. worst, and there have been some bad ones, but collectively, we have some really horrible, horrible people, some horrible realities in terms of our politicians. Matter of fact, some people in the news, starting with Marjorie Taylor Greene. Now, I don't, Jennifer and Victoria teased me because I thought that she was attractive. In a manner of speaking.
Yeah. Well, you're into the you're into that type of woman, blonde and you know.
Yeah. Okay.
And I don't look, I've met her and been up close and personal with her. I don't think she's unattractive actually. So I think, you know, you could do worse actually.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Anyway, so apparently she's got a lot of people thinking she might have flexed her pipes on American Idol. There's a viral video floating around. I'm not sure the speculation is correct, however. She's getting talked about on Twitter a lot right now, but not for the usual political stuff that she says. There's apparently an old Idol clip from the first season showing a rambunctious woman's audition in front of Simon, Paul, and Randy. The lady's name is listed as Stephanie Sugarman. Told the producers at the time that she was 23 and from Alta Loma, California, which is where Rancho Cucamonga is. And not, does that help? But only for those of us who are close into that area do we know where Rancho Cucamonga. I used to love to take calls. There was something when I was on KBC. And did you get calls now on KRLA?
All the time from Rancho Cucamonga.
Oh, yeah. Great place. Anyway, so this lady's tryout left an impression on audiences and the judges. It wasn't necessarily good. Stephanie Sugarman was eliminated after singing Knockin' Das Boots.
Knockin' Das Boots.
Some colorful
commentary.
And people
think that this is Marjorie Taylor Greene? Is that
yes,
what it is?
Yes, right, exactly. That's what Twitter thinks anyway.
Of course. And Twitter thinks a lot of things, you know.
Right. Apparently, she did perform under a stage name. And apparently, they look, Stephanie Sugarman looked as a real person, and she looks just like, apparently, Green and vice versa. So that's where this came up. But she's, what, has Green been married twice?
Apparently, I don't know how many times.
It was an interesting, remember we talked about this once a year or so ago about her and tantric connections to a bunch of men?
Yeah.
I think I remember that. Quite vividly, as a matter of fact. Okay, so anyway, that's the story. On we got some other people in the news. This is kind of, what time is it, 14 after? Let's do the story about David Muir on ABC interviewing Mr. Zelensky, president of Ukraine. Exclusive interview. Let's see here. Zelensky accused the Russian military of using this nuclear plant as a weapon.
Yeah,
duh.
Sure.
Right. So, is it, he said that they're using it as a nuclear threat, kind of like what we're, I've told the story 100 times about my visit to Ukraine and to Kiev and the fact that Chernobyl is only 30, 40 miles from the airport. And this was, I went in there, I think, 3-4 years after the Chernobyl accident. Anyway, what Zelensky says, this is the biggest nuclear power plant in Europe. It's bigger than 6 Chernobyls, and if they occupy it, they could use it as a nuclear weapon. Are they that stupid would be my question, because that's the end of them. They would be destroyed. Look at how long, this is how, who's, this is very frustrating to me. The Russians said that they'd take over Ukraine in 3 days. Okay, so this is almost a year later. And the Ukrainians have put them to the task.
Mm-hmm.
They have, for whatever, however they've done their military thing, they've done their military thing. Now, is it that the Russians are frustrated and they have no other way of doing it? I don't know why or how. I would have thought that the Zelensky people would have, the first thing they want to protect was that area of Ukraine where this big, this huge nuclear power plant is. Anyway, so that's part of the story that he told to David Muir. And it was, I think that aired Was it last night? I'm not sure.
It was last night.
It was last night.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Russian forces are now occupying this nuclear power plant. The Ukrainian workers are still operating because the Russians don't know how to operate it. Duh. They don't know
how to do anything. That's also a huge danger because they've got this huge nuclear power plant under their control and they don't really know how to use it, and they're threatening to blow the thing up. And so what he said in the interview is that they're using this as a weapon in their fight because they do have control of it and they don't know what they're doing. It's not just frightening for Ukraine, by the way. That's frightening for the entire world because it's not like it just stays in Ukraine.
No, I mean, it ruins that whole area, for heaven's sakes, a whole area of, it's that area of Europe that it goes down for years and years and years. 17 and change after the hour. Let me tell you a bit about something that is pretty exciting, actually. If you're selling your home, here's a fix for the smelly problem in your home by Thunderstorm air purifiers, and then the air gets cleaned. It'll be easier for you to sell your home. We all know we've gone into homes, especially when older people, for some reason or another, there's a smell. You know what I mean, Jennifer? When you go into an older person's
house. It's
musty. Yeah. And so if that's the case with you, here's what you do. You go online to EdenPureDeals.com, E-D-E-N. Excuse me, EdenPureDeals.com, and order three of these Thunderstorm air purifiers, all natural filters, it removes all the stuff. It's a filtration system without actual filters. Pretty amazing, the technology. Air purifiers, three of them for under $200 right now, so you're saving about 50% of the normal cost. EdenPure. Now, the parent company's been around for 50 years. They're manufactured in America, in Canton, Ohio. Most employees have been with the company for 15 years or more. So here's a way to celebrate Labor Day. Celebrate American workers and get your house cleaned up at the same time. Getting rid of odors and all that stuff. Check it out at EdenPureDeals.com and use the discount code DOUG3.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike feels like he's capable of a little more than just trips to the convenience store. Oh, also, he wants to let you know that you can buy a gallon of ice cream instead of a pint every time. Those are his words. So he said roughly like, blink the last wheel. It doesn't really translate, but the way he said it was super funny.
Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits, and they require comprehensive coverage.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
A warning, I guess, to people who stop taking statins when they shouldn't. What's the story here, Ken?
Stopping prescribed statin medication early or even at age 80 instead of using it for a lifetime may actually substantially reduce protection against heart disease.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 23 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and I celebrate Rihanna and Nirvana here in the social media trending section. Doug Zdirsky, right? Rihanna and Nirvana, not necessarily together. Let's start with Rihanna. That was her singing there. This was an interesting reality. She did her part to help staffers at the Caviar restaurant. She was tidying up with her. She and a group of friends asked the crew to stay open past closing so they could enjoy a few bites of caviar. Ugh. So anyway, isn't she a new mother, Rihanna? She's a new mother,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, she is.
She had baggy jeans on, oversized pair of lace-up pointy-toe heels. So who cares about all this stuff? You? This is a page six story, if I ever saw one. They had caviar, champagne, and what is sashimi?
Oh, that's like raw fish.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right, so what were they celebrating?
Not a big sushi guy, huh?
No, not at all. So apparently she was having a night out without her boyfriend. Who's her boyfriend?
ASAP Rocky, who's, I think, wanted for murder right now. Or,
oh, swell.
I don't know, he might have been busy. I don't know if he's allowed to leave the house.
Been busy. But hasn't she made a lot of money with her, like, clothing lines and stuff?
Oh, yeah. No, her Fenty, which is, like, a lingerie brand. And then yeah, she's got her her makeup line as well.
Oh.
Huge.
All right. So
but
anyway,
cool.
She was...
It shows she's down to earth that she helped clean up the restaurant. Yeah. If she was going to stay late, might as well.
Why shouldn't she? Exactly. Yeah. Right. All right. So that takes care of the Rihanna news. Nirvana after this.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. Audio effects do not simulate actual hearing aid experience. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids, at thousands less than you might expect. Advanced hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week for 3 years. No charge.
Oh, you people at Lively are wonderful.
With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
And now through Labor Day, get $300 off all rechargeable hearing aid models. Just go to listenlively.com. That's listenlively.com. listenlively.com.
I never understood the popularity of this group. Never, 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 never.
They have quite the cult following now.
Yeah. So a judge has dismissed a lawsuit against Nirvana over their 1991 album cover, which showed him naked as a baby. Okay. Spencer Eldon is now 31. Said his appearance in front of the Nevermind record constituted child sexual abuse.
Uh-oh.
The judge said he had left it, it was too late to claim that he'd been exploited. His legal avenues were all but exhausted. He cannot refile a case. So anyway, the focus was on a photograph of young Mr. Eldon, which depicted him swimming naked in a pool toward a dollar bill, which had a fish hook in it. He argued that he'd been unable to consent to the picture being used.
Yeah, because he was like 10 months old.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Right. Well, 100,000 didn't get it. 28 past the hour.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
38-year-old Cleota Abstin has been charged with kidnapping and the disappearance of Tennessee heiress Eliza Fletcher. Police say they have video of the abduction, and he is not cooperating as Eliza remains missing. 2 people have died in a blaze that burned through the Northern California town of Weed near Mount Shasta. About 1,000 people were still under evacuation orders on Sunday. Responding to President Biden's attack on Republicans last week, President Trump held a rally in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania over the weekend.
The danger to democracy comes from the radical left, not from the right. This November, we're going to stand up to this rising tyranny of sickness, lawlessness, and death, and we are going to take back our country. We're going to take it back.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
She retired in May, was suspended for 3 days by the school in April of 2021, and received a formal written reprimand that same month for addressing a biological female student by the student's birth name. The workforce in America has become stronger than ever.
On this Labor Day weekend, our workers more empowered than ever. Employment expert Jim McCoy says the quiet quitting trend, the push for better pay and conditions at work, isn't going anywhere.
Despite a very slight uptick, we're at an all-time low in unemployment, and there are certain sectors, tech in particular, healthcare, where unemployment rates are below 1%. So the reality is employees have a lot of power to be able to determine how they want to work and where they want to work.
From the Gulf Coast Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
Today is Labor Day and Bob Newhart's birthday. Bob on Conan from 2006.
Usually when I go into a town, people say, you sure look like him. But now I get the, I voted for you.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
This guy paddled 38 miles down the Missouri River on a pumpkin. You want to visualize that for a moment? 846-pound pumpkin. He was trying to sail past the Guinness World Record of 25 miles on a pumpkin.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 34 after. It's Labor Day, September 5th. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day program. A lot of times what happens on a holiday is that stations that would carry us earlier or later will carry us live. And the program repeats all day, every day, anyway, at gooddayshow.com. So the whole program you can hear whenever you want to. If it's on your local station at a certain time and you hear an hour and you want to hear 2 hours, well, we've got you covered. As what do you, James says, I got you covered. All right, we've got you covered. GoodDayShow.com is where you go to get that action in your transaction. Jennifer Horn.
If you want to be cool, you say, I got your six.
Got you. Wow, what does that mean? I got your
six. I got your back. I got your six. I got your back.
I thought six was in, was your the abs thing. Six-pack.
Oh, like a six-pack?
Okay. Yeah.
That is.
Like,
but yes, but if I say I've got your six, that means I got your back.
Okay. Glad to know that. Somebody make a note of that, please. Here's some good news from Georgia. Couple
Did you just say that like Donald Trump? From Georgia?
Yeah, right. On our mind. There's a couple that gets a daily visit from a couple of wild birds. Broke into their home a year ago. Let's see here. Georgina Bowe and Kristen Allen get daily visits from a group of wild lorikeets. I don't know what a lorikeet is. You know what a lorikeet is?
Like a parakeet.
Like a parakeet, only lonely, I guess.
Right.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Something like
their new feathered friends first started visiting last year. They flew through their balcony door hoping to score some lunch. Okay, good. They lived in trees opposite the patio of this couple, and they left the door open. One summer morning, the birds saw their opportunity,
whammo,
and they broke in. So there we go. That's very exciting. Okay, who cares?
Well, that's a good story. The birds, yeah.
Today is Labor Day. So let's go back, if we can, a little bit to the history of the Labor Department. We have the Secretary of Labor now is the former mayor of Boston, Marty Walsh. So he's all over the place today, talking about the values and virtues of the American laborer, blah, 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 blah. And I'm not taking away. It's just it's another political opportunity to listen to a bunch of loaded crap that is meaningless. The discussion of Labor Day, what it really means and what it's all about, politicians want to make all of this stuff their own. And the reason there is a Labor Day is because politicians understood that there were more workers than there were leaders. So even though most of the campaign contributions come from leaders and not from workers, they still felt like they had to do something for the workers. And it's not a bad idea because the workers needed some help back during the sweatshop days. The first labor department was the first cabinet agency led by a woman. Right? Got it? The first cabinet meeting was held on November 26th, 1791.
What was meeting, it like back then?
Shall I go on now? That meeting
was so long. These folks just wouldn't shut up.
All right. It took them 142 years after that meeting to get the Labor Department in as part of the federal government. March 4th, 1933. Francis Perkins became the first Secretary of Labor under FDR. First woman to hold any position in a presidential cabinet. And there's a picture of her on the cover of Time magazine from August 1933. She had served as an appointed commissioner in New York for the Department of Labor. And that was Roosevelt was governor of New York, I think, in 1929, just as all of the realities of the world melted. So anyway, she was Secretary of Labor for 12 years, long as Roosevelt was in office, longest serving Secretary of Labor in history. She was described as brisk and brusque, which is an interesting combination, is it not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brisk and brusque. That means brisk, she was...
She moved fast and she... Well, a man who would... I would acknowledge this. If a guy was like that, he'd be thought of as successful, right? But a woman who's a tough cookie is brusque. Anyway, she's best known for her role as the chairwoman of the President's Committee on Economic Security. And that's where Social Security came from. So in essence, she's responsible for Social Security. The ideas ruminated with her. And she was also active in issues around child labor, safety on the job, minimum wage laws, workers' comp. After Roosevelt's death, she resigned. So anyway, it was very interesting. I thought that was a good story for a Labor Day about an effective leader, a mom. All right, let's get some other moms, actually moms and dads in the news here on the Good Day program. Here's the story of a mother and a one-year-old child who were abducted from a Target parking lot while they were putting things in their cars. You see this, Jennifer?
No, but that's scary.
The police are searching for two men. They abducted a mother and her one-year-old child from a parking lot in Memphis at a Target store. The police department, the members of the Memphis Police Department, were told that a woman and her child had left Target after purchasing groceries. They were seen approached by two men who had guns. They forced the victim and the child into a vehicle, and they haven't been seen since.
A little suggestion, don't leave your back vulnerable when you are loading
things
in.
Isn't that awful that you can't? I mean, no, really.
But it's horrible to think that way, but you really, really do. You've got to be defensive. It is really a sad state of affairs, but like when I get gas, I'm constantly, I've got my back against the car, looking forward, keeping your eyes open. You just can't risk it. I know Jay talks about all the time how she keeps the door open and slides to the other side to get her kid out of the car.
Pretty amazing. Jay's off, by the way, for a couple of days. Jennifer is here as we work our way through a lot of the things that people are talking about, the conversations about the events of the day, the issues of the day, the people that matter. And this woman certainly matters. Cash reward of $2,000 offered for any information leading to the identification and arrest of the two suspects. So, anyway, there's no, they haven't found him yet.
Wow.
Here's another mom in the news. She says, this lady says her son was mistakenly put on a school bus and dropped off alone on the first day of school last week. North Carolina mom speaking out. She said her son's school placed him on a school bus and he wasn't supposed to be. A first grader on the wrong bus, doesn't know where he's going. He doesn't know. He can't look out the window and say, I don't know where I am. He's 6 years old, for God's sakes.
Wow.
So the mother, imagine she can't locate the kid. She asked her staff, the staff at the child's school, where he was. They don't know. They said they put him on a bus. Okay, which bus do you put him on? Oh,
we don't know. Unbelievable.
Yeah. The bus driver
have to, like, peel me off of that school. I mean, come on.
But not only that, at the end of the road, at the end of the ride, bus driver says, this must be your stop. It's the last stop. So the kid, the six-year-old kid, was, basically told to get off the bus. Right. He shouldn't have been let off at all. So the mother is panicked, as you can imagine. She couldn't track her son down for 2-3 hours. The principal said, because he's six, he's not allowed to get off the bus. Okay.
Did they not, like, put a call out to the bus drivers? Like, any confused kids on your bus? I mean, wouldn't that be pretty easy?
Yeah, you'd think they'd have cell phones and stuff, at least in this era. And maybe he fell asleep. Well, the superintendent said, maybe he fell asleep. No, he didn't fall asleep. The driver took him up, put him off the bus. And then the principal, I love these guys. Our top priority is the safety of our students. Right, you moron.
And please don't sue us, is what I think he wanted to add to that.
Right, exactly. The American School Bus Council, here we go, it doesn't keep track. Why are they even quoted? They sell school buses. What has that got to do with the...
they sell school buses.
Jesus. Unbelievable. All right, let's see. We went from moms to dads now. Three children were kidnapped. There was a car crash victim, and their father, this is interesting, the father stopped to help somebody who was in a car crash, right? Father pulled over to help him out. Name is, Byron is the father's first name. Children's name, Olivia, Chloe, and Brandon. He and the children were in a town outside of Memphis, so this happened in the Memphis area as well, stopped his car, saw a car accident between a couple of people, and the this is a story that you can find on Twitter as well. The driver, one of the cars, had a gash on his forehead. Witnesses at the scene said the Kia driver was asking for a ride to leave the accident scene. However, nobody was going to, they didn't feel comfortable taking him. They thought, wait for the ambulance. So the driver climbed into this guy's car, and drove away with his children inside. So he's outside helping the other person. This guy gets into his car and drives away.
Is this the terrible people report? Oh, my gosh.
All right. Okay, here's another one. You want? Here's another father. An Ohio father meets his doppelganger in Las Vegas.
That's
so I asked you, a lookalike. Mm-hmm. So this guy stumbled across this lookalike while he was drinking in a Las Vegas pool on vacation.
I wonder if they really looked alike or if the guy was just tanked.
Just drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's probably that story.
I feel
okay.
Like that's a valid question.
I feel you're right about that. All right, a couple of moments as we have time, a couple more people stories in the news after this.
I swear we look alike.
The home that you live in has stuff in it that you may not know. Mold. Mildew. Want to get rid of it? The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses Oxy technology. Naturally sends out molecules into the air which will seek out those odors, get the pollutants that are in your home, and kill them dead. This doesn't mask anything, doesn't cover up the odors. It actually gets rid of the problem. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. This is for the whole house. Special offer right now using the Doug3 code. You get 3 units for under $200. Please go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in discount code Doug3. That's how you save the $200. EdenPureDeals.com. Shipping is free.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No,
it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I found that. That's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
All right, so I didn't, a couple of these stories, instead of people, there's a story about a stabbing spree up in Saskatchewan, 10 people killed. I don't know if I want to spend much more time talking about that. I don't know, it's just more of the same Monday morning mayhem. The person that was killed, there was a plane crash in Puget Sound. You see that, Jennifer? One person dead. A number of others unaccounted for after a plane, was one of those floating planes?
Oh, the seaplanes, yeah.
Seaplanes crashed in Puget Sound. I remember taking one of those from Lake Union. I remember Brendan and I and Megan went out there for the World's Fair, and we took one of those. Well, Brendan was sick, so Megan and I took the plane ride. Fabulous experience, obviously.
That's fun.
Not so much, not so good for this guy. It's 10 before the hour here.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka fan, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
They don't even know who they are.
All right, Charlie, calm down, will you, please? Let's figure out why we're playing some innocuous theme. 53 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day for Labor Day. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man with movie moments. All right, so you're here to impress Jennifer because you haven't impressed her for a long time.
I miss her.
Right.
I cannot believe it's Labor Day. Where did the summer go? I remember it was like yesterday. Maybe. We're talking about Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Yep, Memorial Day and Labor Day. A lot in between, too.
Yeah, for sure. All right, why did we play that theme?
That was the theme to Beetlejuice because I've been doing a show a long time because I remember talking about this birthday for the last few years. Michael Keaton turned 71 years old today, actually born Michael Douglas, and we know why he didn't use that.
Right.
His legal name, Michael Douglas. So Michael Keaton, 71.
And Michael Douglas isn't even really his name. His real name is Michael Zerkinski or something like that.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so here we go.
So I'm a big Michael Keaton fan. I love it. In 82, he did a movie with Ron Howard, his first feature called Night Shift. Which
yeah,
to me is an awesome movie.
Oh,
they don't make them like that anymore.
Yeah,
He did a movie called Gung Ho with Ron Howard. I like that movie a lot. Years later, he did The Paper with Ron Howard, also a good film.
You know what was his best?
Yeah.
I think one of the best movies he ever did was Spotlight, the story of the Boston Globe.
Very good
Spotlight.
Movie.
That's a fabulous
movie. Won the Oscar for Best Picture.
Yeah.
Very good movie.
Right, there was some really good
When he did Beetlejuice in 88, he sort of revived him again, and then same year, he did a movie called Clean and Sober, which is a small drama where he played an addict. I thought it was his best acting ever. And a year later, obviously, he gets the role of Bruce Wayne. Batman makes him a megastar.
I remember riding on a plane with him from Los Angeles to Boston.
Now, coach or first class?
What do you think, Chucker?
Okay, coach. I get it. What was Michael Keaton riding?
You think Stefan rides steerage? Please.
No, I'm not. That's not where I sit. Thanks very much.
Okay, I got it.
So he was very quiet. People approached him, said hello to him, but he was very, very shy. I thought it was.
You know where he was born? You know where he was born?
No.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Was he? Okay.
Yes.
So that's good.
Yes.
Florence Pugh is skipping Don't Worry, Darling presses. Why? What's the story with her?
I don't know.
And she was
probably
from the
Dune part two. There's a whole, I know it's too long to get into, but Shia LaBeouf, who is the star of Transformers, who's had a ton of personal issues in his life, mm-hmm. who was originally hired to be one of the main stars in that film, and then he wound up backing out. She said in an interview that she fired him. He brought in a video that showed evidence otherwise. She probably doesn't want to deal with the drama of answering some of these tabloid questions, but I think she's a talented actor. She was in a movie called Fighting With My Family, a wrestling movie a few years ago that
was a great movie. That was a lot of fun.
When I saw her in that movie, I said this girl is going to be a star, and she is becoming a star.
I didn't know that was her. That was a great movie.
But I am glad Olivia Wilde got a chance to direct and become a prominent female director now in the industry. She's worked for a long time. She was on House, if you remember House. The TV show.
Olivia Wilde was.
Olivia Wilde, I said. Yeah, Olivia Wilde.
I thought we were trying to separate between Pugh and Wilde.
Yeah.
Pugh doesn't like Wilde, and Wilde doesn't like Pugh.
Pugh is the star. Olivia Wilde is the director.
Right, okay.
Yep.
And so Harry Styles, where does he play in all of this?
He plays a lot in the real life drama because he's in the movie, but she's dating him, Olivia Wilde. She's about, I think, 10 years older.
He's 26, she's 38. What's that got to do with Pugh? Was he ever dating Pugh?
No, not that I know of. I have no idea.
Kind of crazy.
What else do you got?
I have I'm looking at the movies on my local. It's raining here today, so I was thinking maybe I'd go to the movies. There's a movie with a guy from This Is Us. What is his name?
Sterling Brown, right?
Called Honk for Jesus.
Yeah, it's also on Peacock, Day to Day.
Is it?
I don't think it did very well in theaters. But Jaws actually did. We'll talk about this more tomorrow, but Jaws did $2.3 million. Playing on 1,200 screens on IMAX, and it's been re-released in 3D. I read that the people, the 3D conversion's really good, actually.
Really? So, a revival of Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, because this is the 40th anniversary.
Wow.
I wouldn't mind seeing that again with Laura Banks, who's been on this program a number of times. Her claim to fame is that she was the girlfriend of Ricardo Montalban, the bad guy.
Oh, cool. He's great in that
movie. All right, Chugger. Yeah, talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Doug.
It's 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.